This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in China today, though much of her visit focused on tensions in the neighboring Korean Peninsula. Clinton says the U.S. backs efforts to bring North Korea before the U.N. Security Council for the North's role in the sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. Clinton turned her attention to the two Koreas as she led a high-level American delegation to Beijing for talks with China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Secretary of State Clinton told reporters in Beijing that South Korean President Lee Myung-bak made the right decision to take the matter to the UN Security Council and to cut all trade and tourism ties between the two Koreas. She called the security situation precarious and reaffirmed U.S. support for South Korea's defense.
President Obama has directed his military commanders to coordinate closely with their Korean counterparts to ensure readiness and to deter future aggression. As part of our ongoing dialogue, we will explore further enhancements to our joint posture on the peninsula.
North Korea's official Nodong Sinmun newspaper called allegations that it torpedoed a South Korean warship in March a grave provocation tantamount to a declaration of war. Secretary Clinton said the U.S. is working with North Korea's neighbors, including China, to halt Pyongyang's aggression.
The Chinese recognize the gravity of the situation we face. The Chinese understand the reaction by the South Koreans, and they also understand our unique responsibility for the peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
China has so far tried to balance its ties between North and South Korea and get both sides to cool down. State Councilor Dai Bingguo, one of China's top foreign policy officials, addressed the opening of the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue here today. He didn't specifically mention North Korea, but he made it clear China wanted provocations from no one. No attempt to stir up confrontation and launch a war, Dai said. Be it a hot war, a cold war, or even a warm war will be popular in today's world, nor will such an attempt lead anywhere. Chinese President Hu Jintao spoke to the hundreds of U.S. and Chinese officials at the dialogue. He reiterated that China would continue to reform its currency policies and increase domestic demand. But he also reminded the U.S. that China does not welcome interference on issues such as Tibet and Taiwan, which China wants to prevent from becoming independent.
There is nothing more important to the Chinese people than protecting sovereignty and territorial integrity. I'm sure that the American people, having been through a civil war, will not have a hard time understanding how important and precious national unity is.
Sun Zhe, an American studies expert at Tsinghua University in Beijing, says that many ordinary Chinese remain angry about recent U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and President Obama's meeting with Tibet's religious leader, the Dalai Lama. And that constrains Beijing's efforts to improve bilateral ties.
One popular idea is that China has expended a lot of resources to improve relations with the U.S., but the U.S. continues to violate China's core national interests. Cooperation is increasing, but the two sides lack even the most basic strategic trust.
That trust, Sun notes, is particularly lacking on military issues, which could make the situation on the Korean Peninsula even tougher to tackle. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.